It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. The countdown to Independence Day is on, and that means it's time for barbecues, fishing trips, days on the lake, and nights under the fireworks. Before the holiday rush begins, stop by Mountain Hardware and Sports to stock up on everything needed for a great weekend. From grilling supplies and coolers to fishing tackle, camping gear, and those last-minute essentials you forgot you needed. Shop online at mountainhardwareandsports.com or visit any of their four locations to stock up for the July 4th weekend. The Truckee River is fishing well as we move into late June. With excellent water clarity and flows ranging from about 250 CFS through Tower City and Truckee to roughly 700 CFS near Farad. Warmer weather pushing water temperatures higher means early mornings and evenings are the most productive times to be on the water. You'll find success throughout the river system, but the strongest bite continues to come from Glenshire through the canyon section, where both healthy rainbow trout and some larger and more selective brown trout are being caught. A variety of insect activity is keeping fish active throughout the day. Pale morning duns are hatching during midday, yellow sallies are showing up at around dusk, and green drakes, large mayflies, and caddis are providing consistent evening action. Most anglers are starting their mornings with nymph rigs before transitioning to dry flies or dry dropper setups as fish begin looking toward the surface. If you're presenting flies naturally with longer drifts, try focusing on deep runs and pocket waters. But overall, the Truckee is offering some of the best conditions of this season. Clear water, active hatches, and solid opportunities from Tower City all the way to the Nevada state line. The Little Truckee River continues to fish well as flows between Stampede and Boca remain steady at approximately 240 CFS. Water levels have stabilized, creating favorable wading opportunities throughout much of the river, and the water clarity remains excellent. Temperatures are holding consistent in the low to mid-50s. You'll see a variety of productive hatches, including pale morning duns, midges, and green drakes. Fish are feeding throughout the day, so you'll find success using any technique. Indicator nymphing remains effective in deeper pools with runs with patterns such as zebra midges, San Juan worms, and glow bugs, while dry fly anglers are finding opportunities during morning and evening hatch periods. Fish are currently spread throughout both the upper and lower sections of the river, giving you the opportunity for plenty of water to explore. Overall, the Little Truckee is offering consistent action, healthy flows, and excellent conditions for both nymph and dry fly anglers. A word from our sponsor, Mountain Hardware and Sports. Backyard season is here, and Mountain Hardware and Sports is ready to help you make the most of it. From patio dining sets and lounge chairs to umbrellas and outdoor accessories, they have everything needed to create the perfect outdoor gathering space. Best of all, you can now shop their patio furniture selection online and find the right pieces before your next barbecue, family get-together, or summer evening under the stars. Donner Lake is still sitting at full capacity and remaining in excellent shape heading into late June. Water temps in the low to mid-50s, so you'll find consistent success along the shore, especially on the west end of the lake, where rainbow trout are actively feeding on power bait, worms, and various spinner presentations. Mackinac fishing remains productive as fish continue holding in relatively shallow water, and the kokanee fishing has improved over the past several weeks, and the fish are feeding aggressive despite their smaller size. If you're targeting kokanee, focus around China Cove and troll flashers or hoochies behind 40 and 60 feet for the best opportunity and consistent action. Boca Reservoir is full and providing solid fishing opportunities, especially during the early morning and evening hours before recreational boat traffic picks up. On the shore, you'll find success near the dam using spinners, worms, and power bait, while fly anglers continue reporting quality trout around the Little Truckee River Inlet. The kokanee bite remains fair, even though most fish are still on the small side. Overall, Boca continues to offer a mix of trout and kokanee opportunities, with the best fishing occurring during the cooler parts of the day. Stampede Reservoir continues to improve as summer conditions settle in. Water temps are stabilizing in the mid to the high 50s. Kokanee fishing is in full swing. Fish are becoming increasingly aggressive and responding well to pink and orange hoochies trolled behind dodgers. Most kokanee are averaging 8 to 10 inches in length, but should continue growing throughout the summer, making Stampede one of the area's most promising kokanee fisheries heading into the warmer months. The most productive areas to find kokanee remain near the Sage Hen and Little Truckee Inlets, and for rainbow trout, you'll find steady action trolling Rapalas. While on the shore, try using spinners, worms, and power bait. Prosser Reservoir remains full as water temps continue climbing into the mid-50s. Trout fishing has been productive, with the most success at the north end of the reservoir using power bait and small spoons. Bass fishing continues to be one of the highlights at Prosser, with fish actively feeding around weed edges, submerged structure, and warmer pockets of water throughout the lake. Anglers targeting bass are reporting good results using yellow rooster tails and similar lure styles. With healthy water levels, active fish, and a variety of species available, Prosser remains a great option for promising trout or bass action during the early summer season. Your 101.5 Local Fishing Report is brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairston to purchase all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out in the water for the day. As you enjoy our local rivers, lakes, and reservoirs, remember to help protect the places that make these experiences possible by practicing Leave No Trace principles. Pack it in, pack it out, and do your part to keep our fisheries clean and healthy for future generations. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website at mountainhardwareandsports.com. That was your 101.5 Fishing Report. Stream anytime, on demand, at truckytailradio.com or Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider. Just search KTKE.